Good morning. My name is Jennifer Arney, and as Ozzie said, I'm a program associate with the HIV-TB Global Program at PATH. I'll be presenting the evaluation findings from the Breaking Gender Barriers Project with Boy and Girl Scouts in Kenya. I'll discuss the intervention and present the evaluation design, methodology, and results. The project and the evaluation were funded by the Nike Foundation, and PATH partnered with the Kenya Scouts Association on this effort. And I have no personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation. Evidence worldwide suggests that inequitable gender norms negatively influence sexual and reproductive health-related behaviors and help perpetuate men's use of violence against women. Women living in inequitable societies have less control over their lives, including traveling outside the home and negotiating condom use. Male gender norms and notions of masculinity have a significant impact on health outcomes for men and their partners and families. Gender norms affect risk behavior and perceptions of vulnerability, willingness to access health services, and experiences with violence. In some countries, men are unlikely to get tested for HIV or receive treatment for HIV once diagnosed. In many communities in Kenya, inequitable gender norms persist, negatively affecting both men and women's risk of HIV and violence. Inappropriate expressions of masculinity allow boys to avoid chores and treat girls in a way that limit them to certain roles, as well as encouraging, support for violent behaviors. In Kenya, men tend to be decision makers, initiate sexual activity early in life, and have multiple sexual partners. Females face many challenges, including HIV and AIDS, limited education and employment opportunities, disempowerment, and violence. The project team trains scout leaders to facilitate activity packs to reach scouts with gender-related information. The packs included a series of exercises that scouts carry out at school, at home, and with others in their communities. The exercises were designed to engage youth in positive activities and make learning interactive and fun. The activities encouraged critical analysis and dialogue between scouts and their families, as well as the wider community. The activity packs were conducted during scouting sessions after school, as well as in scouting camps called camporees, and built up to the gender equity badge. The other badges that scouts were encouraged to earn provided opportunities for girls and boys to try out activities traditionally associated with the opposite sex, such as boys taking on babysitting and cooking, and girls taking on construction. The objectives for this evaluation were to evaluate the impact of the intervention on changing gender-related attitudes, norms, and behaviors among the scouts. The quantitative survey was done with a census of boy and girl scouts who were aged at least 14 years in all 59 secondary schools in two of the four intervention districts. Baseline data collection took place in March 2010, and endline data collection took place in March 2011. At baseline, a total of 1,357 scouts were surveyed, and at endline, a total of 607 scouts were surveyed for a response rate of 44.7%. The evaluation focused on survey results from Boy and Girl Scouts who completed both baseline and endline surveys so that the same group is compared. And the sociodemographic profile of scouts lost to follow-up was similar to that for scouts who responded to both surveys. The measures used in the questionnaire cover gender norms, self-esteem, self-efficacy, and sexual behaviors and violence. And the tools used in the questionnaire included the Gender Equitable Men's Scale and the WHO Multi-Country Study. The GEM scale is used to measure support for inequitable gender norms. It's based on 25 items with a possible range from 25 to 75. Additive GEM scores were calculated and trichotomized into three categories of low, medium, and high equity. A series of variables were adopted based on the WHO multi-country study to assess the self-reported prevalence of gender-based violence witnessed or perpetrated by boys and experienced by girls. In addition, attitudes related to self-efficacy, self-esteem, sexuality, and self-reported condom use were measured. At baseline, both Boy and Girl Scouts fell mostly into the medium equity category and agreed with many of the inequitable gender statements. There was a high level of support for several of the inequitable gender norm statements at baseline, including statements such as a wife should always follow instructions given to her by her husband, whether she likes them or not. And 49% of boys and 52% of girls agreed with this statement. And the statement, a man should have the final word about decisions made in the home, 62% of boys and 47% of girls agreed with the statement. At N-Line, we measured the GEM score distribution, the percent of percent distribution of scouts by each GEM score category at baseline and N-Line. And the two left columns are for boys, baseline and N-Line, and the two right columns are girls at baseline and N-Line. The green is high equity, the yellow is medium equity, and the blue is low equity. And you can see that for both boys and girls, from baseline to end line, there was a decrease in medium and low equity GEM score categories and an increase in high equity. So the first major evaluation that we looked at was the change in gender norms among both boys and girls. And we found significant decreases in agreement among boys for statements such as, if a woman is unfaithful, it's okay for a man to beat her. And this changed from 25% at baseline to 12% at end line. A woman should tolerate or put up with violence in order to keep her family together decreased from 51% to 29%. And a significant decrease was seen among girls in the statement that a wife should always follow instructions given to her by her husband, whether she likes them or not. And this decreased from 52% to 34%. The second outcome that we measured was the effect of the intervention on girls' self-esteem and self-efficacy. And we found positive results, including an increase in those that felt able to tell a boy to stop doing something that made them feel uncomfortable, which rose from 46% to 64%, and an increase in girls that felt comfortable answering questions in class increased from 39% to 61%. Of a subset of Boy Scouts at N-Line who had ever had a girlfriend, there was a reported reduction in violent behaviors towards their partners, and there were significant decreases for several of the items, including the following: done things or to scare or intimidate their partner on purpose, decreased from 12% to 7%, pulled their partner's hair, decreased from 9% to 2%, and touched her buttocks or breasts without her permission, decreased from 11% to 4%. Sexual behaviors was not a major focus of the evaluation, but it was touched upon in the intervention. So we measured the changes in this and found significant positive change in self-efficacy related to sexual negotiation among girls, including a confidence to refuse sexual intercourse, which increased from 62% to 80%, and increased condom use among boys who were sexually active. Those who reported always using condoms rose from 34% to 47%. There are a few limitations for the study, including a low response rate at N-Line, and there were several factors for this. There were challenges with data collection during school hours, and many of the students had transferred away from the schools or were no longer eligible to participate at time of N-Line. Transfers were attributed to various factors, including low grades, disciplinary reasons, and school fee increases that caused families to transfer. In addition, many scouts reported shifting to other clubs, such as the Red Cross, because they offered incentives like T-shirts and other physical incentives. And the second limitation was that there was low exposure to the intervention in the study group at N-Line. The training of scout leaders was affected by the tight school calendar, as school leaders were often reluctant to let teachers be away from duty to attend the one-week training to facilitate the gender activities. The scout leaders were also teachers, so their time was limited and their priority always was teaching. So there wasn't as much time to get all of the scout leaders trained, and therefore not all of the scouts had opportunities to participate in the gender activities. And there was no control group for this. The gender equity badge was something that was instituted with this intervention, and we PATH worked with the Kenya Scouts Association to integrate this. And the gender equity badge presented an incentive for scouts to participate in gender activities according to focus group discussion findings done at Inline. The Kenya Scouts Association saw the pilot of the gender equity badge as successful. The gender badge has been institutionalized within KSA's badge scheme and providing scouts throughout Kenya with the opportunity to participate in the set of gender activities and earn a badge till this day. The Kenya Scouts Association is continuing the implementation of many of the project activities through integration into its routine programs and work. To summarize, the intervention created more gender equitable norms among both boys and girls, improved girls' self-esteem and self-efficacy, decreased boys' reported perpetration of gender-based violence. And in conclusion, from this intervention and study, we found that working with established institutions such as the Kenya Scouts Association can increase reach and visibility, and using merit-based incentives in behavior change interventions such as the gender equity badge can improve outcomes. And additional research would be helpful to see if this small-scale study would find the same findings in, on a greater scale. Oh, and the outcome of the evaluation was similar to those found in a related project done in China with young men in factories and attending vocational schools. In both cases, gender norms and behaviors improved in a short period of time. Thank you.